Well, today is our fourth and final week looking at the Lord's Prayer. And so it's time to bring everything all together as we look at the final stanzas of the Lord's Prayer. We've discovered, I think, over the past couple of weeks that the Lord's Prayer is perhaps a dangerous prayer, one that involves all kinds of risk of faith for God's people who pray it. And so in this morning, in the last part of the Lord's Prayer, what we realize is that rather than asking God for something, as we've been doing in the previous petitions, this morning's section sees us giving God glory and praise. We tell God that the kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to God forever and ever. So let's look at those. We're going to look at them a little backwards. We're going to start with the glory, because the glory belongs to God. We are here this morning because we are worshiping God. That's it. That's the primary reason we are here, is to offer God our worship and praise. And in doing so, we glorify God. One of the hymns that we sing here from time to time goes, "Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won." And our reading from Hebrews reminds us that the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And that's, of course, the word in John's gospel is synonymous with Jesus. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was Jesus. God's glory made known in Jesus Christ. God gets the glory. When we run a successful project here at St. Andrew's, God gets the glory. Because it is not about us, it is about God. There was a church once where after worship, a member of the congregation said to the minister, "I didn't really enjoy worship this morning." To which the minister was overheard responding, "That's okay. We weren't worshiping you." It's about God. The consumer society that we live in wants us to believe that it's all about us, the individual, that it's about you and you and you and you. You need this to be smarter, thinner, stronger, richer, you name it. Society wants you to need it. And when we come to work, to church, though, when we come to worship, the reverse is true. It isn't about us. This time is our opportunity to say thank you to God, to take time and set it apart, dedicating it only to God. That isn't to say that we don't gain a benefit or satisfaction from worship and the work we do through the church. We absolutely do. I hope that you do. And I hope that you find the worship and the work you are involved in through this community of faith to be of value and rewarding. You should feel that benefit. However, it's not the primary reason that we do it. The primary reason is to give God the glory that God deserves. Now, as followers of Christ, we are all pretty good at acknowledging most elements of the Lord's Prayer. But perhaps where we need some encouragement or a gentle push is in that area of power. Simply put, as followers of Jesus, we sometimes fail to recognize that the power of God is at our fingertips. In the Lord's Prayer, we say that the kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to God. But take note, because we belong to God. Through Jesus Christ, the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us by the Holy Spirit. And God invites us to plug into that power. And we're able to do this when we live according to God's will as found in Scripture. Additionally, we want to walk according to the Spirit. And to do this, we begin by telling God we're sorry when we sin. Call it repenting. And when we repent, we tell God that we're sorry, and we show that we mean it by trying to live and avoid doing it again. The lifestyle of the follower of Christ is one of turning away from sin and living different than we did before we started to follow Jesus. And living differently than we did before we started to follow Jesus is perhaps the biggest challenge that faces the Christian church. If we're going to follow Christ, God calls us to live differently than we did before we started following Christ. That's living according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. We want to live out a faith that's going to make a difference in the world. And when we live differently than we used to, people will see that difference and wonder what about it, about us, has changed. And we can talk to friends about our relationship with God. It doesn't mean we have to be perfect, but it does mean reorienting our lives and living out a life of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, when we rely on God to tell us what to do, we are never the same. We've changed. We make a difference in the world, a difference for Jesus, a difference that brings that power of God into the world in a way that is pleasing to God. And we please God when we plug into His power, when we plug that into our lives, by being in Christ Jesus and by walking according to the Spirit. Now, at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, we pray the words, "Thy kingdom come." And at the end of the prayer, we reference the kingdom again, along with the power and the glory. The kingdom gets double mention in the Lord's Prayer. And that should inform us about the significance of the kingdom. For many of us, the kingdom can remain a very abstract concept. When exactly is the kingdom? Where exactly is the kingdom? Is this terminology for heaven, or are we talking about something else? The word kingdom itself in our modern language, in our modern vocabulary today, we don't have many kingdoms left. We don't talk in terms of kingdoms. We talk maybe in terms of sovereign nations and countries, Canada, the United States, Great Britain, countries. But I believe that the kingdom is here and now, and has been so since Jesus Christ came and walked with us, since He sat and broke bread with us, and since He died on the cross and rose again, defeating death. The kingdom is what you and I participate in. When we feed the hungry, when we advocate for the poor, we are living out kingdom values. We are saying this is important. And in many cases, we are saying that this isn't just and it needs to change. But the kingdom is God's, not ours. We are asked to be stewards of something much larger than ourselves and to offer up our work as a sacrifice wholly pleasing to God. Because it is to God that the kingdom, the power, and the glory belong forever. Amen.